Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, The Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. This week, Darden professor Andrea Larson explained that business can support the economic and ecological health of our environment. Darden professor and author Erica James explored the Gulf oil spill crisis with students in two new case studies. And four Virginia entrepreneurs were awarded the Talo Murphy Resilience Awards for lifting their communities despite the economic downturn. Professor Greg Fairchild will join us later with more on that. But first, Darden's full-time MBA program has welcomed 339 students to its class of 2012. The students hail from 35 different countries. Joining the MBA for Executives program are 55 students with an average of 13 years of work experience, and 49% already have one higher degree. And it was an exciting week for returning Darden students. 19 of them were recognized for their outstanding accomplishments during their first year. The awards included the G. Robert Strauss Marketing Award, the C. Stuart Shepherd Distinguished Service Award, and the William Michael Shermitt Award. The highest honor a student can receive, the Samuel Forrest Hyde Memorial Fellowship, is given to the person who contributes the most to the welfare of Darden. The prize was given to Andrew Crowley of Richmond, Virginia. Crowley was surprised and spoke appreciatively about being able to rely on the people around him.
It's incredibly humbling. I've been lucky to build a network of friends here already, who I think are, paramount to what, I've been able to be a part of at school so far. And, that's another advice I'd give to people is that really come here, immerse yourself in it, trust that the folks around you are here to support you, and they are, because you can only take it so far. You can't do everything all the time. And, as we think about being business leaders in the future, that's something you have to learn. It's impossible to be the CEO of an organization and try to run every process that your business undertakes. And you really have to learn to leverage peers and trust those around you. And for that reason, I thank all the people that helped me throughout last year.
The awards were given during the Darden School's First Coffee, a weekly meeting of the minds where students and faculty network, exchange ideas, and get a mid-morning boost. What's new this year for Darden students? Even more lessons in sustainability. Darden has launched a new academic concentration in the area of innovation for sustainability. The concentration will implore students to examine the impacts of business decisions on a community's health and ecology and longer-term financial responsibility to various stakeholders. Darden professor Andrea Larson, who will teach the required course Sustainable Innovation and Entrepreneurship, says it's important for students and companies alike to understand what she calls the growing sustainability imperative and its influence on industries and companies worldwide. In addition to coursework, students will complete a business project with a sustainability-focused company, or they'll embark upon a sustainability-focused global business experience, such as a trip to visit companies and study at universities in Brazil, Israel, or Sweden. And this week, one of the world's greatest environmental disasters was discussed in the classroom. Darden professor Erica James challenged students to examine the complexities of the Gulf oil spill in her two new case studies. James traveled to the Gulf in June to prepare the case studies and to see the damage caused by the April 20th explosion of BP's drilling rig firsthand. On Wednesday, September 1st, leaders from 13 Virginia businesses gathered at the UVA Rotunda to be recognized for their resilience. These leaders were finalists for the Talo Murphy Resilience Awards. They were chosen because they experienced profit growth of 122% compared to the state average of just 22%. And they achieved this in spite of operating in economically disadvantaged communities. One of the winners describes how they reached success.
There's no real middle-income jobs there, so when children or young adults get educated, they can't stay there because there's not opportunities for them. From a company standpoint, we have to draw from the community. And when we draw from the community, we're drawing basically uneducated people, but we educate them ourselves. And we want to see them grow and to see them become more mature and more fulfilled because of their opportunities that they have with our company.
That was Jim Fawner, president of Park and Pool Corporation in Lexington, Virginia. He and his wife, Brenda, who is president and owner of the company, were one of five winners from five different categories, including the prestigious Chairman's Award at the Wednesday evening ceremony. And here to talk about the award is Professor Greg Fairchild, Taylor Murphy Center Executive Director and Professor of Business Administration at Darden. Welcome, and thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's get right to it. What was it about those five businesses that made them stand out among the other finalists?
So we had 109 applicants for the Resilience Awards this year, and these businesses were all very impressive. The average growth rate of those firms were in the triple digits in revenues and were in the high double digits in employment growth. One of the things that we noticed about the firms that ended up rising to the top was a combination of factors, a real sense of being connected to the community in which they operate in an ecological way. So when I say that, I mean certainly things like being connected to the United Way and the community, but also being very connected to key suppliers, being very connected to leaders of their communities who could be helpful to them with capital, they could be helpful to them with access, with infrastructure. And then I think the other thing is that each one of these businesses had a unique way of taking what would otherwise be a disadvantage and turning it into an advantage. And so one example would be Morgan Lumber. This is a lumber company that offers its products across the East Coast. And one of the things about them is they're one of only six plants in the country that have essentially an incredibly low waste of any of the product that they use, because so many of the things that are waste materials are actually recirculated back into the production system, lowering the cost and allowing them to outcompete others.
Wonderful. And it also certainly seems as if they get a real connection to the people, the individuals in the community, those who they employ, and those who just make up the overall community that really leads to an acceptance.
You know, one of the things that came out in so many ways was there were many letters of support for many of the businesses. And you could see in these letters long relationships that these individuals had had. In so many ways, it's the businesses that are in our main streets that they buy the Girl Scout cookies from the Girl Scouts. They put the uniforms on the Little League. They hang the sign on the football field, the scoreboard. And these companies were companies that in so many ways understood the communities they were in. And it just aids them in being better employers, in being better marketers to their communities. And this was clear.
And speaking of becoming better employers, what is it that they receive as a result of winning these awards?
So one of the notions we had with the Resilience Award is that the Darden School is the leading institution in delivery of executive education. We do that incredibly well, and we offer it to the best of the best. Our sense was that there was an opportunity to create something that would bring together these individuals who'd been growing firms rapidly in conditions that people might otherwise think they wouldn't, and that they might know some things that would be helpful to their classmates in a Darden executive education program, but also recognizing that one of the ways you're cut off in a small town, in a rural part of Virginia, might be just in information and knowledge that you don't always tie to. And so my sense is that the cross-fertilization that we'll get with those individuals being in the classroom will be beneficial for both them and our own participants coming from all over the world.
How do you expect the winners to take what they've learned and further the economic vitality of the communities in which they operate?
These are individuals who are already growing their firms rapidly in revenues and employment base. If they come to Darden and they take a class in financial management, learning some things they didn't know, or they take a class in operations and supply chain, again, learning some things they didn't know, and fundamentally they go back and grow their firms quicker, larger, offer more jobs and more benefits, that's the least they'll do. But knowing what we know about these companies, we know that they'll do more.
And looking at the Taylor Murphy Center, how is it that this award program that you've set up, how does it help the center reach its goals?
One of the things that we do in universities is we are a convening of ideas, and we bring people together from disparate paths. We talk, we learn from each other, and we take that information and we distribute it back out. So many people today, so many young people are thoughtful about the ideas of beginning firms in places that might otherwise go overlooked. They're thinking about building firms in faraway lands. They're thinking about building firms that in some way fundamentally change the way we live day to day and do so in a way that offers certainly financial return, but personal return and community return. And as I think about the stories we will get from companies that have beaten the odds in places like the ones that the Resilience Awards focus on, I suspect their stories will come into our classroom. And personal connections should come along with those visits to the classroom. Again, fundamentally, it's our ability to convene ideas and leaders in ways that bring knowledge home for multiple parties.
Well, it certainly sounds like a win-win, not just for students, but also for the Commonwealth of Virginia and the business leaders therein. So thank you so much for what you do and for being here.
Thank you, Abina.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make it a great weekend and have a productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.